Thank you for calling the Evident Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Akia. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Hi, yes, ma'am. I need to update some information on my claim. So what's going on is my claim is supposed to be like it's open but it's not active, if that makes sense. But some information like for employment is incorrect, and I can't update that online. Is there any way you can help me?
Okay, yes, ma'am. Let me see if Tier 2 able to update the information on the claim. If not, you will have to contact the inquiry line, but let me see, are they able to do it?
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay. Did it say what information you need to update?
My employment information, I have like a, it says like I volunteer, I got a letter in the mail saying that like I had voluntarily quit from one of my jobs, and like I just need to update that so that's not correct, my employment date, basically.
I'm staying here with you. I'm just waiting on an answer back.
Thank you so much. So I've actually have a question while we're waiting. I've been trying to contact like the inquiry line, and it's like they keep saying like to call back at 5 o'clock. And I called back last night at 5 o'clock. Like literally, it was 5 o'clock on the dot. I called 22 times, and all their slots were full by 5:05.
Yeah, I really don't have information on the inquiry line. All I know is you will have to call after 5 o'clock. And if they don't pick up, you'll just have to keep calling. That's the only way you're gonna get in touch with them.
Okay.
When was your last weekly certification?
I didn't even get to file weekly certification because I was disqualified.
Okay.
But this claim started in October.
So you didn't get to do a weekly certification this week?
No, ma'am. I haven't been able to file a weekly certification since October.
Oh. So you may need to reopen. Can I have your social security number?
Yes, ma'am. 388-179775.
Okay, I have 388-179775.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you verify your name, date of birth, and mother's maiden name?
Yes, it is Summer Shea, 6/11/1997. Maiden name would be Clausen, Clasen.
Okay. Yeah, you may have to reopen your claim.
Okay, we can do that if we can.
Okay. Okay. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What is your highest grade you completed in school?
Bachelor's degree.
Okay. Do you have a driver's license?
Yes, ma'am.
Can I have the state and number?
Yes, it's going to be Mississippi. You'll have to give me a second to get that driver's license number. I'm
Okay.
not on my purse. Hold on, give me just a moment. I know it's like 802. Give me just a second. No. It is going to be 802-483-054.
Okay. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the AL Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Yeah, I'll do
Direct
direct
deposit?
deposit.
Can I have, would you like it to go to your checking or savings?
Checking son.
Can I have your routing number?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry, my thing's loading. See. So the reason that I'm having to do this is because I opened a claim in Mississippi, so I'm needing to backdate this claim till April.
Okay, so we can't backdate claim. This is the new claims line, so you will have to open a new claim. You have wages in
So
Alabama?
I have what? I'm sorry.
Wages in Alabama?
Yes, for the quarters of 2000 and 2019, quarters three and four.
Oh, okay, so yes, ma'am. This is the new claims line, so we can't backdate claims. I'm sorry.
So how would I, that's something I have an open claim. But I'm asking, like, how do I go about changing the information? Because they're disqualifying me due to incorrect information that's in the system.
Yeah, you would probably have to call the inquiry line then.
So nobody in your office can fix this, can just fix a thing.
No,
It's
ma'am,
my
because
employment date.
no, ma'am, because okay, let me I'm trying to ask, but I doubt it. Let me see.
Let me just go ahead and open this new claim. I gotta get back to work.
Okay. And you're in
For the routing of it.
Alabama right now?
I'm sorry.
It's for a job in Alabama right now?
No, I live in Mississippi and I work in Mississippi. I have to file in Alabama because I need to be backdated. The only reason I'm opening a claim now is because I need to be backdated.
Okay. Yeah, we can't backdate claims.
I understand you can't backdate claims, but I need to have an open claim in order for this to go through.
Okay, I have to get approval. Let me see.
Is there somebody else I can talk to? A tier two, tier three, anybody?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to see if I can transfer you. I have to get approval to transfer you. I'm still here with you. I'm waiting on approval to transfer you to tier two. And seeing if they, I told them your situation, so I'm trying to see if they can help.
Okay, thank you.
So, tier two, say we cannot backdate claims. You will have to contact the
I'm not
inquiry
asking to not get a
department.
claim. I'm not asking to not get my claim. I'm asking to open my claim. I need to open a claim.
So you want to file a new claim today?
Yes, I just said that. I
Okay.
just called you.
Okay, can you give me your routing number?
Yes. It is going to be 256-074-974.
Okay, I have 256-074-974.
Yes.
And your bank account number?
It is going to be 708-9727-957.
Okay, 708-972-7957.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Can you verify your mailing address?
Yes, 112 Spruce, S-P-R-U-C-E, Street, Pastor Sheehan, Mississippi, 39571.
Okay. Can you verify your telephone number?
228-342-2312.
Account verifying your mailing address, 112 Spruce Street, past Christian, Mississippi, and zip code 39571.
Yes, ma'am.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You'll be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following colleges have you attended? Magnolia Bible College, Meridian Community College, University of Southern Mississippi, William Carey College, or none of the above?
Southern Mississippi.
And are you full-time at your job?
Yes.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Prattville, Florence, Mobile, Opelika, or none of the above?
Mobile.
Which of the following vehicles have you recently owned or leased? 1992 Buick Roadmaster, 1993 Ford F450, 2001 Mercedes-Benz M-Class, 2002 Land Rover Freelander, or I've never been associated with any of these vehicles?
I've never been associated with any of those vehicles.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
No.
Are you filing this unemployment claim due to reasons related to the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you worked since the last time you filed?
Yes.
You said yes?
Yes.
Was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
No.
What was the last day you worked?
I'm still working today, currently.
Okay, can you give me your last day you had worked?
For which job?
It's now.
For what job?
Now, I'm saying the last day you worked.
I'm currently working.
Okay, so, yeah, that's what I was saying. If you're making under 40 hours, then I can file you. But you were saying that you want to file a new claim. That's why I'm filing this claim.
Yes, I need to file a new claim, even if I didn't work under 40 hours. So I need to open this claim.
Yes, so now I need the last day you worked. I know you're currently working, but I just need the last day you worked.
So go ahead and put today's date then.
Has your phone number changed since the last time you filed? 228-342-2312. I'm sorry, 228-342-2312.
That's correct.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
Yes.
Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
Yes.
If not for COVID-19 restrictions since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
Corporate office employed business. Not really any of the above.
Okay. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or are you attending school or training?
No.
If not for COVID-19 restrictions, are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
If not for COVID-19 restrictions, are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
What was that?
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
I don't know what that means.
Okay, it's okay. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Can you give me a job title or job description which reflects your skills and job history?
You can do server or bartender.
Okay. Yeah, and even though you're employed, you still have to answer these questions. It's not going to affect anything. Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
No.
And this question is just asking, like, if you were to look for another job, would you be seeking work in, like, waitressing, or would you want to do anything else?
Something else.
Okay. Can you give me a job title, a job description in which you're trying to gain employment in?
Oh, my God. Okay, just put no for that question, then.
Okay. What is your separated employer? The job that you're doing is the separated employer, the job you're doing unemployment for?
Palm Beach Tan. This is where the issue lies. I am filing for 2019, like 2020. So my current employer has nothing to do with this whenever I need it backdated. This is where I need an issue because my unemployment will come from my employer in 2019.
Yes, ma'am. And that's what I was explaining. We don't backdate claims. This is the new claims line. And Tier 2 was telling me that they can't backdate a claim neither. So that's why I asked you, did you want to file for the new claim, and you said yes. That's why I went ahead with the.
Yes, ma'am. I understand what you're saying, but I'm saying I'm going to put an old employer because this is the employer that I need to.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Okay.
So the old employer is going to be Palm Beach Tan.
Okay.
My last day of work for them is going to change then.
Okay.
It's going to be November 11th, 2019.
Okay. So Palm Beach Tan.
Yeah.
What location was it?
Mobile on Schillinger Road.
Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to look it up to get like the address and number, unless you have it.
It is going to be. Seven 765 Airport Boulevard, Unit 140, Mobile, Alabama.
Okay. I'm still here with you. I'm just filling out the information for the for Palm Beach Tan.
Okay.
And I know you had said you have to go to work. We're at the end of it.
Okay. We'll have to change the last day worked if that's the case.
Okay. Can you tell me when you had started that job?
Started the job?
Yes, ma'am.
I think it was November 20th.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. It'll be December 4th of 2018.
Okay. December 4th.
probably before then. Okay, I'm so sorry. I was incorrect about that date.
Okay.
It was November 20th, 2018.
Okay.
2018. November 20th, 2018.
Okay.
And my end date is November 3rd.
2019. Okay. This computer. And the city and state this work was performed in was Mobile, Alabama.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
But I am applying for pandemic pay, if that's still.
Okay. Now, that's not the option. I'm going to go back and change the date of. I'm going to back and changing the other date that I had put.
Thank you.
Do you regularly commute to Alabama?
No.
Are you available for and seeking work in Alabama?
Sure.
Okay. What is the reason you left that job?
I was terminated.
Okay, and it's asked for the reason you were terminated.
I wasn't given a reason.
Okay. Okay, he wants to know the name and title of the person who informed you on your termination.
All I know is her first name.
Okay.
And she was a manager. Her name's Lexi, L-E-X-Y.
Okay.
And
the date you. Okay, and the date you was terminated was the 3rd, you said,
yes,
of 2019?
Yes, ma'am. November 3rd, 2019.
Okay. And what were you told by your employer upon being terminated?
I was told that I was being terminated.
Mm-hmm. And one more question, did you do anything to try to resolve the problem?
Yes. I wasn't given an option to fix it. I was told to leave.
Okay. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
Okay. I'm about to give you your PIN number. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
7597.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. Your claim is being filed is COVID-19 related, but is not yet approved. Your claim will be processed as soon as administratively possible. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week, except where any requirement has been waived during an approved COVID-19 related claim. Eligibility and requirements for a COVID-19 claim are subject to change. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. Once a week, you must complete the weekly certification process for the previous week. The questions you will be asked during the certification will outline your current requirements and are subject to change. This can be done online by going to www.labor.alabama.gov. Or on the telephone by calling 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly claim as instructed can result in a loss of benefits. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. We have completed your unemployment claim. At any time, you may be mailed or otherwise provided additional information regarding continued eligibility requirements. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. Enjoy your day.
Thank you.
You're welcome.